In this bulletin, a man arrested in New South Wales in a counter-terrorism operation, new industrial relations legislation introduced in Parliament, and in the NRL, Townsville to host the NRL's Indigenous and Maori All-Stars match in 2021. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. An 18-year-old New South Wales man has been arrested for allegedly committing terrorism-related offences. The Albury teenager was arrested today after investigations by the New South Wales Joint Counter-Terrorism Team. The Australian Federal Police says the man has an extreme right-wing ideology and is focused on neo-Nazi, white supremacist and anti-Semitic material. AFP Assistant Commissioner Scott Lee says the decision to arrest the man was made after an escalation in his online behaviour.
He has been accessing and engaging with others through social media platforms where he has been accessing extreme right-wing material and that has also included bomb-making materials which he has sought to provide to others as part of his activities to urge others to commit terrorist acts and violence against community members.
Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter has rejected union claims that proposed changes to workplace laws would see employees being paid less. A new industrial relations bill introduced to federal parliament would give the Fair Work Commission discretion to approve an agreement that leaves some workers worse off compared to the relevant industry award if the business has been affected by COVID-19 and if it's in the public interest to do so. The so-called exceptional circumstances provision would last for 2 years. The ACTU says one in four workers could face wage cuts under the proposal, but Mr. Porter says the changes aim to improve wages for workers by encouraging the completion of enterprise bargaining agreements.
All we are doing is making it simpler to have that outcome where people get paid more, which we believe will lead to more enterprise agreements, more jobs of better quality, more productive businesses, more businesses surviving through COVID, and more workers moving off the award system and onto enterprise agreements where history has told us they are paid on average 40% more.
Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says Labor doesn't intend to support the government's industrial relations bill as it stands.
This is a nasty act from a nasty government that is returning to form when it comes to attacking workers' wages and conditions.
Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says she expects an investigator will be appointed early next year to prosecute allegations of Australian war crimes in Afghanistan. Senator Reynolds has refused to confirm media reports that the government is struggling to find candidates for the special investigator role. She says the recruitment process is underway.
That process is under Australian law, under AFP, so sitting under the auspices of the AFP. But given this size and the amount of allegations that now need to be investigated and taken through the criminal justice program with the presumption of innocence, that will take many years. So we understood and we still understand that that process had to be stood up and we had to get that process right.
To sport, Townsville will host the NRL's major opening event in 2021 with the Indigenous and Maori All-Stars match to be played in the city for the first time. North Queensland Stadium will be the host venue for the annual game on the 20th of February. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a possible shower or storm, 37 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. Melbourne, a possible shower, 18. Hobart, cloudy and 16. Canberra, a shower or two, 27. Wollongong, a late shower or two, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, a late shower or two, 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.